Okay, so this one hopefully is fairly straightforward. As some of you may recall and others may have heard, the state, I guess a year or so ago, I can't remember the exact dates, but anyhow, passed legislation making certain types of marijuana facilities legal in the state of Delaware. And counties could regulate, and this deals with marijuana retail stores particularly, retail marijuana stores. The county could regulate them, municipalities could prohibit them. We saw several municipalities in Sussex County prohibit them. Sussex County regulated the stores originally by saying that they could only be permitted in the C3 commercial zone with a conditional use, so that anytime somebody wanted to open up a retail marijuana store, they would have to come before, make an application, come before planning, zoning, and county council to do that. And for a variety of reasons, that's been revisited by county council. And the proposal now is to open that up to some degree so that it's a permitted use in C3 now. That's what's proposed in this ordinance. It's a permitted use in C3, so you no longer require the conditional use. And it also would become a permitted use in the C2 zoning district, so those two zoning districts. The other change is with regard to the separation distance requirements. As it currently exists in code, no retail marijuana store can be located within 3 miles of any municipal boundary. And the county's thought process behind that was to have some separation distance between the municipalities that may have prohibited retail marijuana stores, so that somebody couldn't open one up, you know, right across the boundary of the town and sort of defeat the purpose of the town's prohibition. The proposal of this ordinance is to reduce that from 3 miles to 1/2 mile. There was some discussion about changing the distance, the separation distance between retail marijuana stores. The way the code currently states is that there can't, I'll read it, no retail marijuana store shall be located within 3 miles of any other retail marijuana store. And I will tell you, when that was drafted initially, that simply mirrored the rules for liquor stores in Delaware, just to be consistent. Instead of just coming up with some arbitrary number, the county looked at, well, what do we have for liquor stores? And that's where that came from. That's not proposed to be changed. Likewise, there's a 3 mile separation distance between marijuana retail stores, or excuse me, retail marijuana stores, and churches, schools, colleges, or substance abuse treatment facilities. There's no proposal to change that either, so that would be 3 miles. I guess really just in summary, the two changes are to make retail marijuana stores permitted uses in C2 and C3, and to reduce that distance from a retail store to a municipal boundary from 3 miles to 1/2 mile. I don't know if there's any thoughts on that, but if you're inclined to make a motion on it, it would be simply, you know, recommend approval of, and I can read the short title, of the ordinance to amend the code. So,
read that motion.
Okay. It's Mr. Mears' motion that the Planning and Zoning Commission recommend approval of an ordinance to amend the Code of Sussex County, Chapter 115, Articles 11A, 11C, 25, Sections 115-83.11, 115-83.18, 115-83.19A, and 115-194.7, and 115 Attachment 4, Sussex County Table 4, Permitted Uses Commercial, to amend the requirements for retail marijuana stores in Sussex County. And I would add to that so that they are permitted uses in C2 and C3, and the separation distance between municipal boundaries and retail marijuana stores is reduced to 1/2 mile.
I second the motion.
So moved.
Probably should, just for consistency.
Okay.
Well, first you have to see if there's anybody in the audience who wants to speak on
that. Oh, I'm sorry. Okay.
Yeah. You know, I apologize. I said that about the motion. Before we vote on that, it's been moved and seconded, but let's go back and see if there's anybody in the audience.
Okay. Is there anyone here that has an interest, would like to speak in favor of, or in opposition of, or simply comment on Ordinance 2501, Marijuana Uses Amendments? Okay, there being none, thank you.
Thank you, and I apologize for that. I jumped the gun on that.
So. Okay.
So we're back, we have a motion and a second, and I'll do the
roll call vote. All right, so now we're going to do a roll call vote. Mr. Passwaters, we'll start with you.
Yes.
You can just say yes for the reasons stated during the public hearing.
Stated during the public hearing.
Mr. Collins?
I vote yes for the reasons stated in the public hearing.
Mr. Allen?
Yes for the reasons stated in the public hearing.
Mr. Mears?
Yes for the reasons stated in the public hearing.
And the chair votes yes for the reasons stated in the public hearing. The vote carries 5-0.